Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud. We're on Kuf Tes Lamed Beis. We are last skinny line. And today's share is learned Leila Nishmas, Zev ben Aaron Mordechai, and Yitzchak Moshe ben Yisrael Yehuda. Shalom Zev Elias. So now, we ended off by saying yesterday that Rav, that in order for the marriage to turn into a Doraisa marriage when you're married to a Katana, you have to have Bia with her. Otherwise not. So if she turns to a gadol and you're overseas on a business trip, she's still not considered the rights of marriage. Because you didn't have any bia, right. Yeah. Now, if it's Savar Rav, does Rav really hold e ball in, e lo ball low? Does it really hold that? You have to have bia to be his ma'akiv in order to turn her into marriage into the rights of marriage? For it matter, but we learn the following. Kitana, you have a kitana, shalomiana, right? She didn't do mian. Vihigdila, she grew up. V'amda, she stood up. V'nises, and she married someone else. She married someone else.
The father married her.
Was married on a derabanan level. Right, now she grew up. She's over 12 now. Her husband is overseas on some business trip.
Never said a word.
And she picked up and married someone else. Rav Amar, ain't it we can get Misheni. She does not need a get from the second guy. You know why she doesn't need a get from the second guy? Because it wasn't a marriage. It wasn't chal. If I walk over to your wife and give her a ring, that chal. It wasn't chal. So therefore, what do you see from here? No, you don't see anything from here. You don't see anything from here. Because you don't know if they had beer or not. Right?
You can't say the thing was ghost because there was no beer.
What?
The first.
Right. Right. Shmuel Amar, so you can get me Shani. Shmuel says, no, you do need a get from the second guy.
Now, the second one is the right.
1 second.
Yeah.
You need a get from the second guy. That implies that she did. She married to the second guy.
Right.
Now, my love, aren't we talking about DeLo Ball? Aren't we talking about a situation where they did not have any relations?
Yeah.
Why is the Gemara assuming that? That's what it sounds like. What's the case?
So the first
didn't do me. The first guy, right? Higdila, she grew up. Then she's standing there, and she gets. It sounds like where's the husband? It was away. So Gemara says, what do you see? You don't need bia. Rav holds she doesn't need a get from the second guy. Gemara says, load the ball. No, they did have bia. So then, 1 second, eat the ball. My time of the Shmuel.
Right.
Then 1 second, then what Shmuel told, what Shmuel's right. saying. Am I getting sense, Shmuel?
No.
So the Gemara says, Kos Savar is a funny, difficult cheetah. Kol HaBoel, anytime there's relations, Al Das Kedushin HaRishonim Hu Boel. He's having relations based on the original marriage, which is when she was a katana. Not exactly sure what that means.
With the second one or the first one?
First one. Anytime you have relations,
right.
It harks back to the original marriage. So she's 12 and a half, now she's a gadola, they have relations. It still doesn't turn her into a gadola. It still doesn't turn the marriage into a deraisa marriage.
Even if that sheds beer?
Yeah.
What? Wait a minute. So when does it become deraisa?
I don't know.
It becomes deraisa when she becomes of age.
She is of age.
No, this is a minor who married...
Yeah. A minor
who got Rises. Married, and then all of a sudden she became of age, she became deraisa.
What?
Now becomes the right.
And she's bio becomes
I'm just person. Reading you what Shmuel said. Kosavari holds, kol haboel, anytime there's bia.
Right.
Who? Who's doing bia? Her husband.
Her husband, of course.
Kosavari, kol haboel, al das kedushin harishonim hu boel.
Right. Because he was married to her in the first place.
Therefore, it's still not a marriage d'oraisa. Therefore, she could do miyun. And then someone else marries her, that guy needs to give her a get.
You're going to have to be
it. Yes. I'm just reading
she's
it.
She's a gadola?
Yes.
I said it. She's a gadola, but she's a gadola. She's not going to be it. The
original thing was, she didn't do it. She didn't do me in. She didn't do me.
Yeah, but by marrying someone else, there's no greater example of me than that.
Right.
Yeah, but you still have to come out and say it.
No, so we said it before, we don't have to say it.
No.
It's built
that's,
in.
That was a machoikis.
Okay, so that... Yeah, that
she said, I think she never did Erisin again. In other words, she did the Bia, but she never did Erisin again.
With who?
So, the first one.
That is... Well, that's what's lacking.
I don't know. It's a very difficult law. I'm not sure what it means. I'm just telling you what it says. Kol haboel al das kedushin rishonim hu boel. Therefore, the bia does not turn into a deraisa marriage.
So she's right, never married
her. Right. Therefore, if she picks up and marries someone else,
it's a valid marriage.
It's a valid mion, and then it's a valid marriage, and then she needs a get.
From the second one.
So the Gemara says, okay, that's all very good. We learned that already once. Why?
Why isn't that snus?
What do you mean? It's his wife. What are you talking about? It's his wife.
If you're telling me that he can do Bia,
yeah,
and then she can go off and marry.
She can do that anytime. She can do Mia. She can do Mia whenever she wants.
But she's a Gedolah now.
So, okay, I understand. So it's a Kasha. What do you mean, Znus?
Not, but she's a Gedolah.
So you're asking, according to Shmuel, when does a marriage become a Doraisa marriage? Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Now, they argued about this once. The Itmar. Kaj al tanai, let's say they got married on a tanai. I'll marry you on condition that you don't have any blemishes. Vikansastam. But when they got married, when they actually had a chuppah and a wedding, he didn't mention that tanai anymore. Stam, he married her. Didn't say, by the way, I'm reminding you, I'm over tanai with you. Didn't say a word. So Rav Amar, Tzricha Hemenu get. If they want to get divorced now, he has to give her a get. Why? Because he was mochel on the tanai. By not saying anything, okay, doesn't care. Ushmuel Amar, no, ain't Shmichai Menu get. Does not have to give her a get. Why? Because the tanai is still here. So if she does have blemishes, taka, that's not a good marriage. Rav Amar, Shmichai Menu get, kiven dinasba, since he actually married her, he didn't say anything, he didn't check her out, he didn't ask her to go to the doctor, he didn't say a word. Achule achle la tanai, he's mochel the tanai. Ushmuel Amar, ain't Shmichai Menu get. He does not require a get. Kol haboel adas kedushin rishonim hu boel. Right? He's getting married on the original issue. On the original issue. Therefore,
therefore
the tanai is still here. And just because he got married, it doesn't mean that tanai was mochel. So what do you see? They both have consistent opinions. So the Gemara says, you're right, they do have consistent opinions. Tzricha. Di'itmar ha'hi, if he only would have told me the case over here, by Mion, ba'hi ka'amar Rav. They only hear Rav hold his shita. Why? Mishum, I shouldn't say di'ikah, I should say di'leka. Mishum di'leka tana, there's no tanai. There's no tanai. What is there? There's no tanai at all. Di'leka tanai, v'kivan de'baal, and since he marries her and has relations with her, achele l'tanai. There is no tanai.
Yes.
What it means is he's mochel any issue, meaning no mion, no more mion now. Avo baha, but in the case of a tanai, ema modile l'shmuel. Maybe he would agree with Shmuel. Just because he didn't mention it again, right, doesn't mean he doesn't still care about it. V'idmar baha, and if I would have had the case of tanai, bahach kamar Shmuel. Only there Shmuel said his din. Avol bahach, but here ein mamodil l'rav. Therefore, you need both. Okay. Now and again, the Gemara tries again. Umi amar Rav? Did Rav really hold e ball in e low ball low? If there's be a yes,
same question.
V'ahi ovda. There was a story. David ben Arash. In the town of Narash, the Akdashe Kishi Katana, he married her when she was a Katana, the Gadla, and then she grew up, right? The Osve Abe Kursaya, and they put her on some fancy chair. The Asa Achrina, and in other words, she's going to the Chuppah. The Asa Achrina, another guy comes along, the Chatva Mine, and offers her more, better deal, a better life. And she grabs the deal. So, and by the way, Rav Bruna, Rav Chananel, Talmidei Derav, Havei Hasam, they were there. It didn't require a get.
From the second
one. Why didn't they require a get in the second one? Because they were married to the first one. There's no bia. They're all going to the chuppah now. That's the kasha.
Right?
So the Gemara answers, Amar of Papa. Rav Papa answers, Binarash, Minsav, Nesive. No, in Narash, that's a funny thing. They would get married first. Vahadar Mosive Abe Kursaya. And then they'd have the chuppah. It's like Sfaradim, right? They have the offer after the wedding. Right? Then, right? So somehow there was a chuppah afterwards. They're already married, so they already had beer. So of course, someone else wants to give her a ring. That's ridiculous. Rav Ashi Amar, another answer.
That's the way they did it.
That's the way they did it. Another answer. That's not the way they did it. They did it like regular. Chuppah, there's no bia yet. However, who asked the Shaloka Hogan? He acted improper. Who walks over to a woman at the shmorg and says, "You know what, Kala, hey, marry me instead"? Who does that? Right? She did. This guy did that. It's not right. Lefikach asa b'shaloka hogan. Therefore, we act improper to him. V'afkiru rabbanu lekedusha minei, and we uproot the kedushin. He gave her a ring. We're going to uproot it.
Second one.
I amal ravina l'Rav Ashi tinach kiddush b'kaspa. That would only make sense if he married her with kesef. Kiddush b'biyamai. What about if he was makta? How's he going to do that at the wedding? I don't know. Anyway, but could the rabbanon undo such a marriage? The answer is yes. Shavinu rabbanon lebiyasal bilas nos. Yeah, okay, fine. So he has nos, but they're not allowing the marriage. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. Tachin Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Elazar, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. The halachas are like Rabbi Eliezer. That what? That if there's a case where there's a katana and a gedola, you tell the katana to do mion, so that you can do yib on the gedola. Okay? That was the easy part of today's daf. Now, mi shahaya nasoi l'shtei yisomos ketanos v'meis. If you're married to two girls, they're not related to each other. They're not sisters. They're two girls. The problem is, they're both ketanos. Meaning, they're both marriages derabanan. U'meis, and the husband dies. Now, biyasa o chalitzasa shel achas mehen, poteres tsarasa. The bia or the chalitza to one wife will set the other wife free. Now, what is this? What is the chiddush of that? Let's say a man is married to two women, not regular women, and the man dies. The brother can do yibam or chalitza on one,
right,
and that'll free all the other ones. Says the Mishnah, it's no different if both girls are ketanos. Even though both girls are only married on the Rabbanon level, but both ketanos are the same the Rabbanon level. They're the same. So whatever's going to work for one will work for the other. They're both the same. You understand? V'chein also shtei charashos. If he's married to two girls that are deaf, same thing. They're both the same level. That's the key. This whole Gemara now they're both the same level. What about a katana and an adult cheresh? They're not the same. They're both the rabbanon, right, but they're not the same. So therefore, that's going to be problems. But if they're two katanas, same. Two adult cheresh's, the same.
Okay,
right? Now, what about this? Katana v'chereshes. What about if married to a katana and a cheresh, a female woman who came here, but she's an adult? Now, that's considered someone who doesn't have das. A katana is someone who doesn't have das, but they're not the same. Not the same. So now what do you do? Ein bias achas mien poteres sarasa. The bia of one doesn't resolve the other one.
Why?
What? Because they're not the same level. Right? So the Gemara is going to say, it's like, maybe he was married to one of them more than he was married to the other one. Just like yesterday, when you're married to a gedola, you're married to her more than you're married to a katana, right? And if you're married to a katana and you have and then your brother who's married to a gedola dies, now you have a doraisa connection to that woman that's stronger than the marriage to your wife who's a katana. So you can have the same thing with a marriage. The marriage to a deaf woman, it could be stronger than a marriage to a katana. It could be. So we're not sure what to do. So the bia or the chalitza of one doesn't solve the other one. Okay?
They're both rabbanon, and still that one is.
They're both rabbanon, but they're not the same rabbanon.
The zikah is stronger than the other.
Which one's stronger? There's a machlokas about that in the Gemara. Now, pikachas v'charashas. Let's say a man's married to two women. A regular girl, that's pikachas, and a cheresh, a deaf woman. Bia's ha-pikachas, so bia, and then he dies. And then the brother says, well, I have two girls here. I have a regular girl and a deaf girl. I'll do him on the regular girl. I'll marry her. So, bias hapikachas, poteres hachareshas.
What's the difference in this case?
That's obvious. Right. Why? Because there's no question that the marriage to the pikachas was stronger. So that will free the charesh. What is the other way around? The ain bias hachareshas, poteres as a pikachas. The marriage, a bia, a yibum, on the deaf girl doesn't affect the regular girl. Gedolu katana, same thing we had yesterday. Right, a guy's married to a gedola and a katana. Bias gedola poteres a katana. The bia of the gedola frees the katana. The ain bias a katana poteres a gedola. So far, so good. Simple mishnah. Good. Now, the Gemara asks 1 second. The chareshes bas chalitze? Is the chareshes even possible to do chalitze on? We learned in a mishnah. No, Ratnan. We learned in a mishnah. Right, where was this mishnah? On Kuf Dalid, not even more than a week ago. What did it say? Less than a week ago. Cheresh shenechlas, a cheresh that does chalitza. Right, that means he's the brother is deaf, or chareshes shechalta, or a girl that gets chalitza and she's deaf. V'choletes mena katan, or a katan, the boy is 10 years old. They're gonna do chalitza to a 10-year-old boy. Chalitza is a psul. It's all pasul. So how can the Mishnah here say it's all sudden it's okay? So Rav is going to give an answer. Amrav Gidol Marav Abia. You're right. We weren't talking about the Chalitza. We're talking about Bia. That works. You can marry. You can what? You can marry. You do Yibum on the Cheresh. That you can do. That's Rav's answer. Not going to be busy with that. We're not going to be busy with that answer. It's a good answer. Rava or Rabba Omar, a whole other answer, which we're going to spend the entire rest of the day questioning this answer. Yes?
No, I mean, how can someone mute? No chalitza, she can't say the psukim.
Exactly. It's exactly the kasha. She can't say the psukim. A, she has no das.
Right.
And B, she can't say the psukim.
Right.
So that's the Gemara's kasha. So Rav said, I'm not talking about, you're right, I'm not talking about the chalitza, I'm talking about the bia. That you can do. You can marry her. You don't have to say any psukim for that. That you could do.
Yeah.
Rabba, I think it's Rabba Omar. Afilu teima achalitza. We're even talking about the chalitza. Kan, over here, when can you do chalitza on a cheresh? When she was a cheresh when you married her. How did you marry her? That whole marriage is a derabbanan. So how'd you marry her? You married her with gestures. Okay. Because you can't marry her, she can't talk. Right? So what kind of marriage is that? However you got her into the marriage, that's how you can get her out of the marriage. That's how you can do chalitza. What? So the brother, Reuven, married her in some way. Shimon can do chalitza in that same way. That's Rav's answer. Kan b'chareshes me'ikara. If she was a cheresh all her life she was like that. So Reuven married her. How did he marry her? He married her on a derabbanan level by gesturing. So chalitza will be done the same way. The Gemara will say this in a minute, flesh out. This is Rabba's answer, which we're going to have a big kash on, and I believe we're going to disprove it at the end. Right? Kan, when did we say on last week that you can't do yibum on a katana, on a kid do chalitza on a kherish? That's where Pichish, who's a normal girl, the achar kach, afterwards this charsha. Afterwards she became a kherish, Nebuch. Then, because you got her into the marriage in a normal way, how do you get her out? Then her husband died. When he married her, she was normal. Then she became a cheresh. So, then he died, the husband. So now what do you do? How do you do chalitza? She can't say the psukim. You can't, well, I'll do it with remiza, with gestures. That doesn't work. Because she didn't go into the marriage like that. Cheresh is meikara. If she was deaf her whole life, kiheich da'al. The way she came in, hachi nafak. That's the way she'll go out. Which means with gestures. Pikachas, but a regular girl. V'achakach nischarsha. Then after that, she became a cheresh. Lo, no way. Dima'akfa be'kriya, because she's lacking to be able to say psukim. Now, if a cheresh was a cheresh her whole life, she's also lacking psukim. The difference is the whole marriage was a durabana marriage. The whole marriage was never really a durabana. So to get her out without the psukim, okay, we'll let that too. That's Rob's basic answer. Okay.
Did we say that the
Ma'akev
in the Chalitza?
No, we said they're not Ma'akev.
Oh, Yes, what are we saying?
What?
Yes, we're saying the ma'akva bakriya.
No, so maybe we say kol roi labila. If you're able to, then the ma'akev. Right. And if you're not able to, then I'm ma'akev. Ezi Abaya. So Abaya asked the following question. 1 second, what are you talking about, Rabbah? V'chareshes me'ikara bat chalitihi? So you're telling me that if she was a cheresh her whole life, then cheresh is, then it's good? Then she can get chalitza? Is that what you're telling me? V'otnan, but we learned in the Mishnah, right? We learned in the Mishnah. It says like this. Shnei achin, there's all complicated cases. Shnei achin, you have two brothers, echad pikeach ve'echad cheresh. One's normal and one's a cheresh. Nesuin l'shtei nechroyos. They marry two girls that are not related to each other. Echad pikachas ve'echad charashas. One's normal and one's deaf. The normal boy marries the normal girl, and the deaf boy marries the deaf girl. Good. Now, meis cheresh bal charashas. The cheresh married to the charashas dies. This woman who's deaf falls to the brother in Yibam. Now, what does he do? What does the Mishnah there say in Ksuvis? Ma yase pikeach bal pikachas. What does the normal husband married to a normal girl do? What does the Mishnah there say?
What does it make a difference if he's married or not married?
Well, it doesn't make a difference. It makes a difference in the next case. Because the next case is going to be all complicated cases. This case, it doesn't make some difference. You're right, Erechanami. What does he do? Koneth. He marries her. He can only do Yibam. V'yimrotza lahotzi yotzi. Then he wants to divorce her. He can divorce her.
After he does Yibam.
After he does Yibam. What about Chalitza? Not an option. Not an option.
After he does Yibam,
he's married to her, then he can divorce her. Right?
With a get? Or she just walks out?
I think with a get. Right?
He got married with Yibam. But that doesn't require a get to get out.
Sure it does. Once you do Yibam, you married full-fledged marriage. Now you want to divorce her, now you have to give her a get. But what the kicker is? No chalitza. It's not an option.
Right.
Now, meis pikeach bal pikachas. What if the regular guy died? Ma yase cheresh bal chereshes. What does the brother do? He's deaf, the brother. What does he do? Right. The answer is, koneis, the only thing he could do is marry this girl, ve'ena motzi lolam, and he can never divorce her. Why? Because a cheresh can't give divorces.
Right.
That's a tough situation.
A cheresh can't get married.
Yes. Yes, exactly. On the Rabbana level, right?
Why can't he cheresh give a divorce? He can write.
He can't. He doesn't have das.
Oh.
And marriage doesn't require das.
Oh, okay.
So it's right. But the point is, my love, aren't we talking about the cheresh's meyikara? Wasn't she deaf her whole life? The katani, and what did it say? Kones in. Only marriage. Cholitz low. But no chalitza is not an option. So what do you see, Rabbah? You're 1,000% wrong. You can't do chalitza if she's a deaf her whole life. So Gemara says low. That wasn't the case. The case was, pikachas, she was normal, v'yachakach nitzcharsha, and then she became deaf.
Okay, so let's say that wasn't the case.
Huh?
Go back to what we just thought it was. What do you do then?
Okay, so keep on, don't go anywhere.
That is an answer question.
Rabbah made a statement. Correct. Rabbah made a statement. If she was a cheresh her whole life, you could do chalitza. So they're trying to find a source older than Rabbah that disagree with that. So this one doesn't disagree with it. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to find a source that disagreed with it. Tashma, let's try to bring another raya. Right? This is later in the week. This is actually in 2 days from now. Shnei Achin, two brothers. Pitkin, they're both normal. Nosin Shteina Charyos. They marry two girls not related to each other. Echas Pikachas ve'echas Charashas. One's normal, one's a deaf. Meis Pikeach Bala Charashas. What happens if both brothers are normal? So one of them died. Which one died? The one married to the Cheresh died. Ma Yase Pikeach Bala Pikachas. What does the other brother do now? What does he do now?
The other brother is a
cheresh. He's a pikeach. They're both pikeach. He was married to a regular girl. Now his brother was married to a deaf girl, Nebuch. He died. Now what does he do?
Right.
What does it say in the Mishnah? Koneis.
Marry her.
What about Chalitza? Not an option. Koneis, he marries her. V'imrotza lahotzi yotzi. And then afterwards he can give her a get.
Right.
What about Chalitza? Not an option. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. What if the regular one died? And now his wife is a regular girl. She falls to Yibum to a regular guy.
Right.
A regular guy. Happens to be he's married to a deaf girl. That's irrelevant. My Yasa Pikeach Bal Harashas, what could he do? Ochol, it's only Abin.
Anyone.
Yeah, that's a normal case.
Right.
Right. But what was the first case? The first case was that the brother who's normal, who a deaf girl falls to him in Yibum, can only do Yibum. Chalit is not an option. My love, aren't we talking about Midahu Pikeach Meikara? Obviously, this guy was normal his whole life. So then Hainami Charesh is Meikara. Then she too was also normal, Charesh her whole life. And yet, what does the Mishnah say? Chalit is not an option. Fikatani Kone Zain Chol is low. So what do you see? Rab is wrong. But says, no, Midahiri, Hakadisa, Hakadisa. What are you talking about? He was normal his whole life. And she was not Chavish her whole life. She became a Chavish later in life. Therefore, Chalit is not an option. It's not a Kash on Rabbah. Eisvei. Let's try again. This is also in 2 days from now. Shnei Achin. Now we have two brothers. Echad Pekech, Echad Chavish. One's normal, one's deaf. Nosin, Shtei Achayos. Married two sisters. Echad Pekachas, Echad Charashas. One's normal, one's deaf. The normal marries the normal, and the deaf marries the deaf. Meish, Cheresh, Baal Charashas, who dies? The deaf brother dies. Who's he married to? A deaf girl. Ma Yasa Pikeach Baal Pikachas, what does the other brother do now? What could he do now? Well, Tete Mishamachos Isha. They're sisters. I didn't forget to mention that. They're sisters. So a little detail I forgot to mention. So he's married to the two brothers married two sisters. So what happened? The Cheresh died. The Chereshes is here. Nothing happens. Why?
Because it's a sister.
Right. What about the other way around? Meis Pikeach Baal Pikachas. What if the Pikeach died? Now that marriage is a Doraisa marriage.
Right.
The brother, who's a Cheresh, is married to a Chereshes on a Durabaran level.
Right.
Now what happens? Yibum, the Zika, is a Doraisa Zika. The Zika is a Doraisa Zika. He's married on a Darabanan level. She's waiting for Yibum on a Doraisa level. Why is he married on a Darabanan level? Because he's deaf.
Right.
And she's also deaf.
Right.
It's only a Darabanan marriage. Now what do you do? The Zika is stronger than the marriage. We had this before. What do you do now? Meis Pikeach Baal Pikachas. Ma Yaseh Cheresh Baal Charashas. What can he do now? What is he going to do now? The answer is Moses Ishto Beget. He has to divorce his own wife. Right? Why? Because otherwise that woman will be stuck for the rest of her life.
Sure. All right. Why does he divorce his
own wife?
Yes.
Because
he's
married. He's married to a sister.
Said,
so he can't do Yibum. One second. Let's do all the options. He can't do Yibum because he can't be married to two sisters.
Right.
He can't do Chalitza. Because there's a rule, you're not allowed to marry the sister of someone you did chalitza to. So if he does chalitza to her, he can't stay married to his own wife. So what does he do? He has no choices. There's no options. And she doesn't leave on her own. That's usually what happens. Usually, if you're married to a sister, she leaves on her own.
Right.
Why? Because it's an erva. Right. The problem is here, the marriage is under a banan. So she doesn't leave. She's still stuck there. So you can't do Chalitza, you can't do Yibum, and she doesn't leave on her own. So there's no options. The option is, you have to divorce your own wife.
Give Chalitza to the second.
Then, one second, divorce your own wife. Now, there's a rule. You can't marry someone who is the sister of someone who you divorced.
Right.
So you can't marry her anyway.
Unless she
dies. Right,
she
right. So therefore, Motzias Ishto Beget, you have to divorce your own wife,
right,
who, by the way, is a Cheresh. Chereshes, the Eishes Achiv Asur La'olam, and the other one is Asur to you forever, right? Right. You can't do Chalitza. By the way, also she's a Cheresh. Can't do Chalitza. Now you can't marry her.
So you're forced to marry your first wife.
Right.
But you can't. You have to divorce your first wife, and you can never marry your.
Correct.
She's out.
V'chi tema, you want to tell me, hachanami. It's also the same thing. V'chi teima hachanami, pikeach, v'yachakach nitzchareish. Now what happened? You want to tell me that this was a situation where she was a cheresh? She was a regular girl, and then she became deaf afterwards? And then what happened? You have to divorce her because you're stuck over here with this other one? No, that can't be. Me, Matzi Mapik, you would never divorce your wife in such a case. Right. Why? For it's not because we learned. Nischarsha, right? Nischarsha, Nischarsha, Yotzi. Right? You can divorce her. Nishtatis, if she became crazy, Lo Yotzi, you can't divorce her. That's a big sugi in itself, because then she's going to be running wild. No one's taking care of her. So you can't divorce her. Okay. Nischarish who? What if he became deaf? What if he became deaf? Nischarish who? Or nishtata? Or he became deaf, or he became crazy? Lo yotzi olamas. He can't give a get. He's crazy. He can't give a get. Is she stuck? Ella lav, right? So it must be that this case happened. What happened here? The regular husband died. He was married to a regular woman. Right. She now waits in Yibam, right? What's with her husband? What's with his brother? He's a cheresh. What kind of cheresh is he? What kind of cheresh is he? Was he a cheresh his whole life? Or did he become a cheresh later in life? Right? It must, no, just opposite.
Because we said if it changed, then it can't work.
Because if it changed, he can't give a divorce. So it must be kecheresh meikara. It must be he was a cheresh his whole life. Umidahu cheresh meikara. If he was a cheresh his whole life, gesund, he nami cheresh his meikara. Him istama, his wife, was also a cheresh her whole life. Umida achayos cheresh his meikara. Right? And since...
Sisters.
1 minute. And since the sister was a cheresh her whole life,
one
sister is normal. So we're saying now the husband was a cheresh his whole life. His wife was also a cheresh her whole life. So too, nachrios nami. In the other case we had before, when the strangers, and we said, no, they became cherishes later in life. You see, it's not true. The whole Mishnah is talking about where they were all their whole lives, nothing ever changed. Nachrios nami, chereshes meikara. Also a cheresh her whole life. Utnan gabe nachrios. And we learned about the nachrios 5 minutes ago. What? Nach gabe nachrios, stam konesin, choles lo. Right? Right? Why don't we give the same answer? Hakid de isa va hakid de isa? Nothing to do with each other. Unrelated cases.
Well, ishtik. They're not related.
Huh?
They're
so not what? Related. Yeah, in the case of the sisters, they were their whole lives.
Right.
And in the case of the nachrios, they were not their whole lives.
Right.
Why don't we give that answer?
Right.
Ishtik. He didn't know what to say.
Kept quiet.
What? Kept quiet.
Yeah.
Kosel Kamidja of Yosef, Amalei, my timer, Tosu Miha. What kind of kasha is that? What kind of kasha is that? Dilma, the Yachol Lishnuyalach. Achayos, Chareshes Meikara. Yeah, the sisters were Chareshes their whole life, but the Nachrios were not. Pikchos, Viachakach, Nischarshu. No, that happened later in life. Exactly. So what was the Ishtik for?
Right?
In other words, Tanakasha. Ella iboylach laos vemiha. You want to have a kasha? This is a kasha. What's the kasha? Shnei achin, two brothers, cherishim. Now both brothers are deaf. You got that? Nosin shtei achayos pikchos. They're married to two girls that are both good, both normal. Now the key is both brothers are cherishes. It really doesn't matter who they're married to. So they could be married. Oh, shtei achayos pichas. The two girls are normal. Oh, shtei achayos charashas. Or two girls are not normal. Also, shtei achayos achas bichas achas charashas. Or it's one and one. It doesn't matter. The point is, both brothers are the same. V'chein also shtei achayos charashas. The two sisters are deaf. Right? Two sisters are deaf. Now it doesn't matter who they're married to, because they're both the same. They could be married to Nasuos, Shneachin, Pichin. The two husbands are normal, and they're brothers. Oh, Shneachin, Cheresh. Or two brothers that are also deaf. Oh, or Shneachin, Echaz, Bikachaz, Echaz, Cheresh. Or one and one. It doesn't matter. Hare Elu, in all these cases, Paturas mina Chalitza, Umina Yibam. There's no Chalitza and no Yibam. Why? It's two brothers married to two sisters. Vim Hayu Nachrios. What if they were Nachrios? Not sisters? Then you can't sue. Then you can marry. And if you want to get divorced afterwards, you can get divorced. The key is, again, no chalitza. Now, hechidami, what's the case? Ilema bepikhin ulabasof discharshu. If they were started off normal and then they got divorced and then they became deaf, mi mati mapki, you can't let them go. Right? Votnan, nishtatis, loyoti. If she becomes crazy, you can't divorce her. You can't let her be run loose. Nischaresh hu onishtata loyotzi olamis. If he becomes deaf in the middle of the marriage, she also can't get divorced. You can't give a divorce. Elalav, it must be achareshin meyikara. It must be they were chereshes their whole lives. Umidahein chereshin meyikara. And since the men must be chereshes their whole lives, in Hunami, Charashas Meikara. The women also must be that they were, what's it called? Deaf their whole lives. The Katani, Imhayu Nachrios, Yikantu. And what does it say? Yeah, and if they're not related, then you can do Chayibim. Yikantu in, Yichaltu lo. Chalitza is not an option. Rabba said that if they were cherish their whole life, Chalitza is an option. Tiyufta de Rabba, Tiyufta. Rabba's wrong. Rabba is wrong. Okay? So then how do you explain the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, you can. The answer is, the Mishnah never said that you could do chalitza on a cheresh, only yibum. That was Rav's answer. Right? That was Rav's answer. That's how we started off the daf. Right? That's how we started off the sugya. The cheresh is not chalitza. You can't do chalitza on a cheresh. You're right, you can't do chalitza on a cheresh. What does it say over here? If someone's a cheresh, it doesn't. No, chalitza you cannot do. Yibum you can do. That you can do. Okay. Now, we're going to start the next sugya. It's super hard. The next sugya is going to discuss in what way is a marriage to a katana and a marriage to a cheresh, both the rabbanon, an adult cheresh, both the rabbanon, but not the same rabbanon. In what way are they different?
One's a katana, one's a
cheresh. I know, but they're both the rabbanon. So why do we wish to say that if you're married to both of those two women, the chalitza of one doesn't save or doesn't free the other one? Why not? If you're married to two ketanos, it does. If you're married to two chereshes, it does. How can you marry to one and one, it doesn't? Why not? They're both the rabbanon, so why doesn't it work? That is the gemara. We'll start. It says ketanos v'chereshes. So Amar Rav Nachman, Ashkechise l'Rav Ad Barava. I bumped into Rav Ad Barava. Ula Rav Chana Chasne. His son-in-law, they were sitting. The Kamakave Akvasa Bishuka Pupadisa. They were gathering a whole people in Pupadisa in the street. Vamri Haditnan. This is what they're busy with. Haditnan. That's what it says. Kitana v'chareshes ein bias achas mihen poteres. Tzarasa, that the bia of one doesn't save the tzara, right? Doesn't free the tzara. What's the tzara? Either the katana or the chareshes, right? Hani mili, that's only true. The nafula me'achav pikeach. That's only true if the husband was regular. Delo yadinan, because we don't know. I bekatana nichale, if he'd rather have the katana. I bechareshes nichale, or he'd rather have the chareshes. Why? What difference does it make? I bekatana nichale. Well, he'd rather have the katana because the isyo lechal deya. She will become older. I can have a relationship with her. She's going to grow up. So right now she's a little young. Or ibe chareshes nicha. Maybe you'd rather have the chareshes. Why? The begedolahi. She's a gedola. Ubas biahi. Interesting line. Yeah. And she's bas bi. She's a gedola. Not a little girl. It's like, I'd rather have that. All right. So she has a handicap. It's all right. I'd rather have that. So we don't know. So therefore, the zikas are not the same. We don't know which one's better. Each one's got a plus and a minus. So therefore, one doesn't save the other one. Aval, Naflav, Achiv, Cheresh. What if the brother's a Cheresh? If the brother's a Cheresh, he'd prefer... Then we say, then what? Wouldn't he prefer to have a Chereshes? Two of a kind, right? Vada b'Chereshes nichale. He'd certainly prefer the Chereshes. Why? The Basbiya hi u Basmini. First of all, she's a Basbiya. She's an adult. And second of all, it's his kind. Min. It's a min. It's his man. It's his kind. He's much more comfortable with her. He's already like that. He's much more comfortable. Vaminalu, and I said, no. I would say it's also a suffix. It's also a suffix. Right? Mm-hmm. Even though he's a cherish, it's still a suffix. Why? Because I could hear it. He'd rather have someone who could communicate with the outside world. Even though she's a katana, right, she'll grow up, at least she'll take care of me, whatever it is. She'll be an advocate for me. I prefer that. So I'm not sure either way. That's a dispute. Now we're going to get to Ketad Takana Asan. How do you fix the marriage? How do you fix it? What do we say? We said if you marry to both, the chalitza of one doesn't solve the chalitza of the other. So what do you do? That we'll do tomorrow. It's very difficult tomorrow. This beginning Gemara is super hard. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow. Wasn't so bad today. No, wasn't so bad. Right. All right. Everyone have a very, very good day.